We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Thank you, Andy Reid. Time indeed is yours or ours or however the perspective goes. There would be no time, or at least no time's yours. There would be time without Andy Reid. There would not be time's yours without Andy Reid. Andy, we thank you for your contributions. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I know it's been a few days, but Joe, you called 4,000 yards passing per season. Standard. It's kind of standard now. Come on, man. You got to go past half the group for it to even talk about standard. From what I understand, standard is we used to take standard testing in school, standard testing to get qualified and work and stuff. Standard? What the hell, yards is standard? No, it's not standard yet. Maybe in the future, but not yet. I think the highest number for quarterbacks in one season, I believe, is 13 or 14. So until you get past half, at least, way, Joe, you can't even talk about calling a standard. By the way, it's certainly not standard to shoot the other way on the golf course. Never heard of it in my life.
Well, a good little shot there at the end. I will say your commentary, though, for the first 97% of your call was nonsensical. Clearly, yardage has gone up in pro football. Matthew Stafford's been up in that 5,000 range a couple times. Jameis Winston was above 5,000 yards. Carson getting to 4,000 last year, not that impressive.
Hey, this is Josh Harris. I'm calling for my $35 million state-of-the-art helicopter. I'm up in New York. Don't bother me with the Sixers. I've got 37 other sports teams to worry about. But that being said, Brett Brown is going absolutely nowhere at the end of the season. Neither is Elton Brand. And you fans, well, you don't get to attend the games anyway, so.
All right, listen, that wasn't great. I appreciate the effort. The other guy's call totally outclassed that caller's call, but again, we appreciate the effort.
Hey, guys. Joe, how do you pronounce the tropical stormy Zayasiasis? How do you say that, Storm Joe? Time's yours.
I don't. I actually have heard a few people say it. I have been glad I haven't had to say it. John, what is the name of the storm that came through here?
I don't know. I don't try to say it either.
I mean, I thought they went with normalish names.
Well, yeah. I can try to pronounce it. I'll check it out.
I mean, whatever happened to, Hurricane Bob or something like that. But anyway, with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
What is it? Is it Isaiah's or is it East?
I really don't know.
Isaias.
I really have no idea. All right, to the phones we go. Let's talk to TR in Winfield. Hey, TR.
Hey, what's up, Joe?
It's all good. All good, man. Good hearing from you.
Likewise, man. I heard you was discovered by an Amy. What makes that a newsflash? Whereas though Walter Winchell came back to Earth back in the 1920s, 2020, Joe DeCamp was discovered by an Amy. But that being said, Joe cannot take a bath anymore because only one lady in the house can get pampered, and he's going to get rid of his rubber ducky.
Oh no, TR. No, listen, man. I still bathe. I'm a bather. I'm working at TR. Let me tell you something, man.
He is a pamperer.
Well,
a self-pamperer.
I listen, TR, I'm working on this new book. I got a new book right now I strongly recommend about Tiger Woods. Came out a couple years ago by Armin Kentayan. You'll be in the bathtub a long time if you pick up this book. It's a great one.
You cannot be pampered.
Well, sure. I mean,
one person gets pampered now, Joe, and that's Amy.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with some pampering.
You really think he pampers her?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
I, Exactly.
Listen, TR,
I believe that.
TR, we've covered this. I'll gladly stick out my leg and arm and give her the opportunity to rub it.
When little Joe comes, take him out the box. Right now, get rid of that rubber ducky also.
All right, what do you got on the Eagles, TR? Talk to me.
Man, I'm just concerned behind the fact that, you know, the rookies ain't going to be able to get a good look if we don't have a preseason. And we might miss the diamond in the rough, you know?
Of course, but so might 31 other teams.
I don't care about this. I'm worried about us. You know, I'm just worried about we might be missing out on something. I don't like missing out on anything if I don't have to. And it's just a shame that we ain't going to have a preseason. I think preseason is good for other guys that's coming at the ones that, you know, get signed or whatever, to get an opportunity to get a look. But they're going to get they can't get a look now because no preseason.
It's what it is, man. It's just what it is.
So that's about it.
All right, TR, child parent duo from TV. Who do you have?
My wife says the duo from the Parkers. Nikki and from the Parkers. Or how about Lamont and Fred Sanford?
Already said. We'll give you the Parkers one. Already said Lamont and Fred Sanford, which is a classic. TR, good hearing from you. Let's go to Joe in Maple Shade. Hey, Joe.
Hi, how are you today, guys?
Doing well, Joe.
Not as energetic as you, apparently.
Well, hey, I do what I can. So my biggest issue with these Phillies, first of all, I'm not going to watch for the rest of the season because I've banned baseball from my world this year because of the nonsense that went on a couple months or 6 weeks ago.
That's your prerogative. That's, you know, you're entitled.
But Aaron Nola is a nice pitcher. He's the number one on this staff, but he's probably a two or a three on any really good staff. And Zach Wheeler's numbers are nothing but mediocre. 42-38 as a career. And now he's your number two. I mean, it's just not a very good team, which is why they're going to lose both to the Yankees, because the Yankees are a good team. It's sad to say, but that's how I see it.
Maybe. Look, Wheeler's got to be better than he's been in the past. He's obviously got the arm. He's got to learn how to put it together more.
What about Wheeler developing, Joe?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Wheeler, like, his control was an issue, especially early in seasons previously. And what if he's improved to where he's got that control from the jump now?
Yep.
I guess that's one way to look at it. But 42-38 with a career 3.75 ERA, that to me isn't a quality number two.
Well, he
looked good the other night.
Yeah, to John's point, you're paying him $100 million on a projection, not to pass.
Yeah.
I get your point, Joe. I mean, yes, he's got to be better. All right, Joe, we're going to start turning two right now. Notable from television, child-parent combination. Who do you have?
Jules and Toby Ziegler.
Oh, there you go. All right, fair enough. West Wing, John, someday you'll get there. Chris and King
of
Prussia.
I'm not getting there, ever.
Hey, guys.
Chris,
hey,
what's up, buddy?
Thanks, Chris.
Did anyone say Edward was the dad and Ricky from Silver Spoons?
No.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
I wanted to say that, too. I didn't remember his name was Edward.
Yep, that's a good answer. You could have looked it up, John. That's good stuff. Sean and King of Prussia. Sean, we're turning two. Give me a great answer.
Dorothy and Sophia. Golden Girls.
You know, that's a really good answer.
Excellent work.
It is.
You don't often think of them like that, but yes, it was mother and daughter.
No. That's outstanding.
Hanging together.
Yeah, that's a really good answer. Andy in North Carolina. Andy, give me a great answer.
Just for you, Joe, Derek and Zach Morris.
You know, that's another good one. Now, Derek wasn't quite as, the father wasn't quite as big a deal, obviously, but, you know, yeah.
Was he on the,
Yeah, there was a dad. There was a dad. So, what are you going to do?
I did not realize that.
Yeah. All right, we got to make a call here. John, Moshe, we got to make a choice for father.
Sophia and Dorothy is a pretty great
answer.
It is.
I think, all right, look, so you got Red and Eric from the 70s show. You got Frank and George Costanza. You got, you got Andy Griffin and Opie. Griffith. You got Kevin James and his father-in-law. Again, this don't have to be all just father-son. You got Cersei Lannister and Joffrey.
That's an awesome answer.
It is. Dorothy and Sophia. I'll tell you what
that's complex.
Here's what I think the winning answer is. Honestly, the one that stands out to me the most is from All in the Family. Archie Bunker and Meathead. You're going son-in-law.
Come on.
It's a classic.
No way. That is not.
It was television magic.
No way.
Okay, well, that's my answer. What's your answer, John? Then we'll have Moshe break a tie.
Cersei and Joffrey.
Okay, Moshe, you got to break a tie.
Got to go with the Lannisters.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. For Archie and Meathead not to win that, it's disgraceful. Congratulations to Daniel with that answer, which was a good answer. Cersei and Joffrey's a big one. All right, couple things. Phillies, get some wins, please. At the very least, get one. John, call to action. Rhys Hoskins, 167 batting average. Get some hits. Kingery, 071.
Stop talking averages,
Gene,
man.
Gene Segura, you're batting
too
200.
Early.
Get
too
a hit.
Too early to say that.
Andrew McCutchen, you're at 071. Get a hit.
Stop it.
Roman Quinn, if you're in the lineup, hitting 143, get a hit. And yes, Bryce Harper,
ridiculous.
231.
They've been up to bat for three games.
Get a hit.
Four games. Stop it.
We bring in the Stanley Cup tomorrow. Well, not the actual Stanley Cup, but it's coming in. We didn't get enough objection.
It's a close approximation to Stanley Cup.
We'll see what you think.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Have a great rest of the day. Phillies baseball, the game's in 2 hours, pregame show in an hour. John and Ike are up next. Enjoy it. Enjoy it all. We'll watch, and we'll talk to you tomorrow about it all on 94WI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.